come to see that throughout the week, Jesus has been there working through doctors and nurses and caregivers, and so much that goes on there. But to think that the Lord is with us today, and the Lord would choose to speak to us, to say something to us, to get next to us, as it were. The Master has come, is here, Emmanuel, Lord with us. Martha related this exciting news to her sister Mary. The scripture tells us that before Jesus even arrived at the village, that Martha went out and met with him. And from that conversation which ensued, she realized that there must be some word for Mary. And so she goes to her sister Mary and tells her that the Master is come. We'll note her response later. The title of the message, and I thought there would be a number of titles which could be used, but I finally decided on two women, one message. Martha was the one that had the message and gave the message, and Mary was the receiver of the message, and not only the receiver, but the responder to that message. In preparing this message some time ago, I noted a number of translations, I think 16 different translations, to see how this word was written, whether it was Master or something else. And I found out that the King James Version and five others use the term Master, but there were nine, an even larger number, that used the word Teacher. So Teacher would be quite correct too. That's the way it appears in the Greek New Testament. And the Living Bible, which is a paraphrase, I believe, uses the personal pronoun, I suppose, he. The Jewish New Testament uses the word Rabbi. The Teacher was the one that was most widely used, but I like the word Master, perhaps because I grew up pretty much on the King James Bible, and the King James Bible uses the term Master. And there's something about that word Master that has come to perhaps master me, as it were. Consider the following uses of the word. I have nine of them here. There may be others. No man can serve two masters. Jesus said, "You call me Master, and so I am." One is your Master, even Christ. Knowing your Master in heaven, Master, I will follow you. Master, what shall I do? Master, say on. Meet for the Master's use. And then finally, before one's own Master, he stands or falls. One of the hymns that I like speaks of the Master of ocean and earth and skies. We recall how the wind and the sea were obedient unto him, as if they recognized him as the Master. Then we have one of the other hymns, "O Master, let me walk with thee." We had a missionary acquaintance there in Africa, and his name was Jack Selfridge. And I'm sure that name rings a bell to Joanna. I think Joanna has known the daughter of Jack. Jack Selfridge, it was possibly after he finished his missionary career, I'm not sure, he wrote a book he may have started while he was still in advertising. But you remember the statement, Jack of all trades and master of none? And I suppose that was true in a sense, because I imagine he knew how to use the screwdriver as well as he knew how to preach. But he wrote his book, and he entitled it Master of All Trades and Mastered by One. So he changed it a little to point out the fact that Jesus was indeed his master. Jack has gone on now to be with his master. We said a lot about the word master and the master himself. The question remains is he ours? Have we come to know him? Have we said yes to him and acknowledged him to come into our lives to make a difference? I've heard it said that he is Lord of all or not at all. The good thing is that the master continues to call. He comes into homes where poverty, grief, and other such things are found. He comes into hearts that are broken and disquieted. He comes into lives, forgives sin, removes guilt, dispels loneliness, renews, restores. He gives a sense of purpose and direction, making a difference. He comes not with the answer, because he is the answer. So on that particular day, he arrived at the home of Mary and Martha, Lazarus having died. We have the verse, that 28th verse, the Master is come and calleth for you. And Martha takes these words to her sister Mary. Indeed, the Master comes. The Master calls. He comes to call sinners to repentance and to call the weary unto himself. Matthew chapter 18, verse 2, he called a little child unto himself. On another occasion, he called the 12 disciples unto himself, to lives of service, called that they might serve as apprentices, as school, as it were. He called the blind men, Matthew chapter 20, verse 32, and asked what they wanted him to do for them. He pointed out that they wanted to see. They came to see that they saw. He has called the world unto himself in John chapter 7, verse 37, which was the last day, the great day of the feast. And he cries out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And now in our story, he calls for Mary through her sister Martha. God's call sometimes is given through people. There is a sense in which she has no tongues but ours. You may choose to use your tongue in reaching out to another with that message of truth and salvation. Martha tells Mary the good news. The Master's come. He calls for you. It's important for us to note Mary's response. Simply to have heard the word and not to have responded, that would have left much to be desired. But she made a response, and one of the things that was first, or the first thing, she stopped what she was doing. The Master's come. What I'm doing, it may be important, it may need to be done, but right now it's going to cease because I want to meet with the Master. So she stopped what she was doing. She arose. She went to Jesus and fell at his feet. You can't beat that in. That was the thing to do. She said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She wept. The Jews also wept. Jesus himself wept. The Jews remarked, "See how he loved him." Let's forget about these ladies for a while. Has Christ come and called for you or me? And his having come to us, he may have urged us to come to him. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9 speaks of his having called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. What has been our response? How are we currently responding? Hopefully we might do as Mary to drop what we're doing to come to him to fall at his feet. When Jesus was in Cana of Galilee, that wedding that was occurring, he was together with his mother there. You may recall how they ran out of wine. The mother, recognizing that it was about to be done, seemed. And so it was perhaps to those who were standing around that she spoke. And she said to them, "Whatever he saith unto thee, do it." That'd make a sermon too. Whatever he says, do it. I want to tell you something interesting. The pastor of this church, the Lutheran church, not the current pastor, not the one before him, but the one before him, Pastor Schaefer. Pastor Schaefer and I, and Pastor John for a while, we attended his ministerial association for Pauline County. In one of those sessions, I was troubled with something in my own life and spiritual condition. Something that I was debating and struggling with, and I didn't mention it by name. But I mentioned it before the group there, and Pastor Schaefer, the Lutheran pastor, said to me in the presence of the others, he said, "If the Lord says to do it, do it." So the message that Pastor Schaefer gave me that day was the same as Mary was giving to those around. Whatever he said, do it. So we're to drop what we're doing. We're to come to him and fall at his feet. The master came that day and made a difference. That's always the way it is, isn't it? The master comes, makes a difference. Grief was turned into joy. Lazarus was reunited to his sisters, made to live again. Christ, into our homes he comes. Into our homes, yours and mine. Sometimes we may recognize him, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we fail to see the work of his hands. Will Christ forgive us? Come again and again. Don't give up on us. while on others, you are calling, do not pass us by. I'm wondering if there is anyone here today, perhaps, that you have not yet taken that stand. Say, yes, Jesus. Glad you've come. I've heard your call. And I say, come in. Make a difference. Change my life. Forgive my sins. Make me clean inside and out. Prepare to stand. And someday I will need to stand in your presence. Anyone is here and feels that way? About the same sense, Jesus came into my heart. He came into mine. He came into yours, hopefully. And what a difference he has made. For which you and I together are eternally grateful.